Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Shane, who is the program director of the Religious Formation Conference and lives in Chicago. Her preaching is entitled Divine Genealogy.
A reading from the beginning of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac. Isaac, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron. Hezron, the father of Ram. Ram, the father of Amminadab. Amminadab became the father of Nahshon. Nahshon, the father of Salmon. Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse. Jesse, the father of David the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam, the father of Abijah. Abijah, the father of Asaph. Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the father of Joram. Joram, the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham. Jotham, the father of Ahaz. Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh. Manasseh, the father of Amos. Amos, the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel, the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, the father of Abud. Abud became the father of Eliakim. Eliakim, the father of Azor. Azor, the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Akim. Akim, the father of Eliud. Eliud, the father of Eleazar. Eleazar became the father of Mathan. Mathan, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Thus, the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From the Babylonian exile to the Christ, 14 generations. The Gospel of the Lord. The history of genealogy has existed for centuries. Once the domain of oral traditions and written pedigrees, similar to what we hear in the first 17 verses of the first chapter of Matthew's Gospel, is now the science of genealogical ancestry, grounded in the science of genetics. the search for the family tree today is enabled by systems such as Ancestry.com and DNA testing for ancestry. Simply Google genealogy and you will find a plethora of references to help you discover your unique origins. Ads for Ancestry.com and DNA testing regularly appear on the evening TV lineup. One online ad claims this, and I quote, "Everyone's DNA is different and reveals a fascinating story. Your DNA test offers you the powerful experience of discovering what makes you unique and learning where you really come from." Similarly, Matthew's genealogy seeks to answer the basic human curiosity, where did Jesus come from? As in Matthew's day, today we continue to desire, where did I begin? Where do I belong? Who am I anyway? It seems that the desire to know is innate. It is rooted in our basic human makeup, the basic human need, and it translates to the need for belonging. The quintessential human quest, who am I? Which one of us has not asked that question to ourselves, maybe in our prayer with God, or just in our daily wanderings if we have just this depth of curiosity and longing to know? The answer to those questions unveil themselves as we discover to whom and to what we are connected. If we go back to 1943, the science and psychology that rooted Abraham Maslow's theory of the human hierarchy of need included as an essential need love and belonging. Not only science, but our basic human experience has affirmed again and again the rightness of Maslow's theory. Our longing, both physically and spiritually, our longing to belong finds its compass in the spirit of Advent. The one who we anticipate, Jesus, Son of Mary, knew where he came from. He discovered his heart in the heart of God. He discovered his knowing in the knowing of God. He discovered his own birth in Mary's life through Mary, beginning as the created one from the beginning of all time with God. The incarnation, Emmanuel, God with us, the one sent from God. The one sent from God was sent that we too would know from where we come and to whom we belong. There is a great longing in our world today for a connectedness, for a relationship, for something deep and more than the disconnection, the disembodied presence that we swim in terms of loneliness and sadness and wondering, why am I here anyway? Every child, every element of creation is of divine origin. We belong to each other. We belong to each other and to every part of creation. We are connected. Advent is a time of healing from so much disconnection and so much belief or wondering about how separate and isolated we are. Is it possible that Advent, leading to the extravagant celebration of Christmas, is actually confirmation of our spiritual DNA? The human longing to belong, quenched, can we imagine? Quenched as we receive and embrace our dwelling in the heart of God. Our divine origin, the divine DNA that runs through us, that is part of our spiritual makeup, our knowing of who we are. Advent is a time, a season of belonging. We long and we are present and we wait. Advent turns our minds and hearts to the light of truth, to a truth that comes into the world, into our physical reality, that we might know without hesitation from where we come and to whom we belong. The light of truth speaks to us. In Jesus' words, the Father and I are one. As Jesus says, my Father in me, me in you, and you in the heart of God. Blessed Advent, as you touch the DNA reality of your divine origin. Mm-hmm.